Hi, Bruno Jr. here. Our podcast, Busting Addiction and Smiths, is sponsored by SafeHouseRehab.com. SafeHouse believes that traditional treatments fall short of the needs of clients who face the modern problems of addiction. Modern problems need modern solutions. Multiple addictions, multiple relapses, multiple triggers, and cheaper and more powerful street drugs set up unprecedented challenges facing treatment centers. What is needed is a more sophisticated approach, a better way forward. There are three reasons to choose our progressive modern treatment program. One, a more sophisticated intake process. Two, technology proven to enhance recovery. And three, the most robust aftercare program in our sector. To learn more, visit us at safehouserehab.com.
The illusion of control.
So continuing with our conversation about codependency and also the fact that there is an illusion of control, which I look at it this way. If I don't know that I am powerless over alcoholism and that my life has become unmanageable, or I'm powerless over this addiction or any other behavior that's self-destructive, you know, I have the illusion that I can do something about it. And until one surrenders to the notion that you're powerless, which is really a hard thing to do, it's like you've grown up with this notion that you have some say in your environment, you have some say in your future, you have some say in how other people behave. It's really hard to surrender control. And it's only in surrendering this illusion of control that we start to find freedom. And that's the funny thing about it is there is victory in surrender. Well, what are you surrendering? You're surrendering your old ways of thinking, and you're surrendering to the reality of what's happening to your loved one today. So surrender is absolutely key. And we want to hang on. We want to hang on. I say that I'm addicted to my opinion all the time. It's really, really hard to change the way you think. And when I talk about the illusion of control, I get a lot of resistance. They say, well, you know, I do. He did stop drinking there for a while. I'm going, you know what? It's like the stock market going down. There'll be some blips. There'll be some ups. There'll be some downs. But if you step back and look at the trajectory is invariably going down. And ultimately, and I say this ultimately because there may be a few what you might call successes along the way. But here you are, dancing with the devil, and you don't even know it. So the first order of business in getting better is to surrender the notion that you have any control whatsoever over the course of this disease. Our podcast is sponsored by SafeHouseRehab.com, a modern approach to recovery. To learn more, visit us at SafeHouseRehab.com.